This is Phil
Ferrand.
And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's also summer, so I'm going to turn the air conditioner back on. It is episode 65. I have finished up my work for the week here at my major client. And so I think if there are no major problems that come up, that I am going to be working on the super secret project all day tomorrow, which will be fun. That's going along fine. I had mentioned that I had gotten a digital print of it made in plastic. That was very cool. Figured out a lot of things I need to do different. And so I've been working on those, working my way through the pieces. I'm through piece one, piece two, piece three, and I'm going to start working on piece four. Tomorrow I probably am going to look into renting one of those digital 3D printers. Very cool stuff. Very, very cool stuff. I did, on Friday, go and plunk down my money to buy Autodesk Inventor, so my pocketbook is lighter to the tune of $7,300, but it is a very cool program. I'm not using it for a tenth of what it will do. Not even a hundredth of what that program will do, but it does the things that I need it to do, and it's very accurate and allows me the level of control that I need to produce this thing. So, you know, maybe I'll learn more about it as we go on and learn how to do some stress testing with it and learn how to do the mold flow with it and all those things that are cool add-on tools to have if you are doing plastic injection molding. But that project is going well. I'm renting movies and popping them on in the background and working through it, and it's very, very cool. I'm really enjoying it. Well, I was going to say something else, but if I talk about that, I might give away what the super secret project is. So we will move on to something else. I have also been, this week, diving in with both feet for a brand new discovery project at my major client. And it's been a little bit interesting because I don't really have all the parameters for how I'm supposed to be doing this project, and the people that I would normally go talk to about it, one is on vacation and the other one is unavailable out of the city as well. So that's been a little interesting, and I'll get back to that in a moment because it ties in with what I want to talk about today. But let me kind of back up a little farther than that. Instead of starting on Monday of this week, let's back up until Saturday of this week. Because this week has been a week that once again demonstrates to me how wonderful life can be in an acknowledged and thriving partnership with the maker of the universe. It's so amazing. And it's something that I have the joy of experiencing on a daily basis, but when you come to some big new thing like I've been in this week, it's just fun and amazing to watch everything work out when you just have no idea how it's going to when you're getting started. But in that theme, I actually kind of had this run of whispers, referring to what I call the still whispers of God, that if you just get yourself quiet, God will help you out. He will get you going in the right direction. He will give you hints. He will give you counsel, and it will save you a ton of time and create an environment of success for you. On Saturday, as I was out doing some grocery shopping, and then looking for movies that I could play in the background while I was working on the super secret project, I got a call from one of my customers with the internet supply business, and he said that he wasn't able to get on the internet. And so I said, well, let me check your charts, because we chart everything, and so I can tell whether we're connected to their unit and how much bandwidth they're moving and all that sort of good thing. I said, let me check your chart and I'll get back with you, and then we'll kind of go from there. And so I dialed up on my Android phone. I dialed up the charting system and found his and looked at it, and sure enough, there was something wrong. This particular customer usually has a pretty good connection. I mean, he's not one of my best connections, but he has a pretty good connection. The internet business that I have is based all on radio. So it is a wireless system. It's not satellite, but it's a wireless system. It's like a Linksys router that you'd buy at Walmart on steroids. And sure enough, about Wednesday of last week, his chart started showing some roughness in it, worse readings than I was used to seeing in it, and it just got progressively worse. By the time we reached Friday or so, it just could barely keep connected. And then Saturday, it was dead. It was just not good. And my customer had been trying things on his end, you know, unplugging his router, plugging it back in, trying to reconfigure things, and nothing was working. And so he had finally broken down and called me, which they can call at any time. I don't tell them not to call, but all my customers, they're very good people, and they're very kind with my time, and I try to be kind with them and always be there when I tell them I'm going to be there and try to respond quickly. So I looked at his chart. Sure enough, not so good. So I called him right back. I said, yeah, your chart does not look good. I said, listen, I'm in town, but I'm heading out that direction. As soon as I get my groceries put away, I will come see you, and we will figure out what's going on. So as I'm driving out, I'm going through all the possible things that it could be, you know, and running down what I'm going to check and how I'm going to go after it and yada, yada, yada. And so I get all the groceries put away, and I'm not really concerned. I do have several things I want to get done on Saturday, but, you know, I'll get them done. I think, well, we'll take this one step at a time. We'll see where it goes. So I get over to his house. First thing I do is I get on his computer and I try to connect to the unit that's on his roof, because I should always be able to do that. And I cannot even get to the unit. It is dead, hard down. So I replace a piece of equipment that's near the ground. That doesn't do anything. So then I hear this little whisper, you know, you should really check the settings on the router. Because he had told me he had reset the router. But the way our system works, if you reset the router, it'll reset to something that should work. And so I hadn't thought about that. But then I had this little whisper, no, you should check the router. So I told him, well, I'll just check the router. And he said, yeah, because I changed some settings in there. And I said, okay. So I get on it, and it's not configured correctly. So I get it configured correctly, and then boom, I can get connected to the unit on the roof. So it's, hey, now we're making some progress. But the unit on the roof says that it's scanning. That means it's not registered, it's not registering, it cannot find the tower. And I had already done a visual check. And I said, well, it says it's scanning. It's just not finding anything. I said, did you take a look at the antenna? I took a look, and it seems to be pointed the right way. He said, no, I checked. He said, I think it's pointed the right way. I thought, well, I said, well, you know, the unit may be bad. We can crawl up on the roof. I can replace the unit. And if necessary, we can replace the antenna and you know, try to re-aim the antenna. At this point, I'm ramping up in my mind for a process that hopefully will get done in an hour, you know, and may go longer. And I'm also thinking about the fact that it's 90 degrees outside and his roof is going to be hot. And I said, it's like there's something interfering. I said, you know, it's possible someone has put up a wall on a new house between you and me, because I know he is shooting through a bunch of trees for me to get to him, and there's a hill between us, and I, up to this point, have been able to cut through the hill, but so I'm going through this. I said, it's just like, And so then he said something like, well, what kind of things could be interfering? And I said, well, I said, aside from that, I said, you know, phones could interfere. I said, if you've got a 900 megahertz phone, or if you have a nearby neighbor who has a really powerful 900 megahertz phone, I said, I suppose that could do it. And he kind of thought for a minute and he said, well, what about a 900 megahertz security system? And I said, yeah, probably. He said, I put one in. I said, you did? I said, when did you put that in? Because that was the first thing that came to my mind. This little whisper said, ask him when he put it in. So, when did you put that in? I put it in Wednesday. Oh, okay. Okay. I tell you what, how about if we go unplug that? So we unplugged one unit, didn't do any good. We unplugged the two cameras, went back, boom, came back up. Had the same readings he's always had, which are good readings. Not excellent, not poor, but good. Good readings. Tried it, everything was connected up, da-da-da-da. And he said, so, he said, I guess I can't use my security system then. And I said, well, if it's operating on 900 megahertz, that's probably not so good. I said, on the other hand, if you don't want internet, you can use your security system. So we talked for a little bit. He said, I'm so sorry. I said, no, that's fine. I said, you know, I love the easy stuff. So all of a sudden, you know, within 5 minutes or so, we were able to resolve this. I didn't have to get up on the roof. I didn't spend an hour trying, because re-aiming antennas, because literally, if that topic had not come up, if he had not said that, I would have been crawling around on his roof for a long time, because I would have gone up there, replaced the unit, tried to re-aim the antenna, put another antenna up there, tried to re-aim that. You know, I would have just been going and going and going, trying to figure out why suddenly we had no signal. So, you know, God is very kind. I'm turning up the air conditioning just a little bit because it's getting a little stuffy in here. And I was just rejoicing as I walked out. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to spend the afternoon crawling around on this guy's roof. Well, I came out of there, and shortly thereafter, I got a phone call from a buddy. And he was having a problem. And he had called me to see if I could help with it. And the thing about it is the problem that this buddy was having was a problem that he knew how to fix. That he knew he had the pieces to get it done. But there had been a couple of bumps along the road, and he was very much focused on the fact that there had been these bumps, and those bumps then provided him with an excuse for not succeeding. And so as I would talk to him and say, well, you could do this and this and this and this, he would respond with, well, see, and they did this and this and this and this, and so then that's why I can't figure it out. And I kept telling him, well, yeah, I understand, and, you know, but, you know, here's the thing that you can check, and here's where you can go. But the whole conversation, when I came away from it, was all the reasons that he couldn't succeed in the situation, and all the reasons that it was somebody else's fault that he couldn't even perceive at this point. You know, and I came out of that conversation, I did the best I could to offer him some help, but there was no help that could be offered, because he had already found his reason why he couldn't succeed, and that's what he determined to focus on. Come Monday, I start this new project. As I said before, bear in mind that the guy I would normally report to is on a well-deserved vacation, and I am not going to call him. I could, but I am not going to call him, and he told me that he's not answering his email, to which I responded, good. Now, he did at one point, and I wrote him back and said, what are you doing responding to email? And since then, he has not responded to his email, which is good. He needs the vacation. So there's no way I'm calling him. The next person that I answer to on this project is out of the city. I'm not sure it's a working departure or vacation department, but they are out of the city, and so they are unavailable. So I'm staring at this project that is supposed to hit the ground running in 10 days. Our first meetings are supposed to be June 30th, and I have no methodology. I have somewhat of a picture of what we're supposed to be doing, but I don't have a clear picture of what we're supposed to be doing. The clients have expressed an interest in us doing one thing, but I've been told I need to really expand the focus beyond that. I mean, I have all these reasons that I could just throw up my hand and say, well, there's nothing I can do here. But as I start working through this, the whispers begin. Because I've determined I'm going to do the best I can do and make as much use as I can of this in the 10 days that I have, and let's see where this goes. So I start looking through some of the prior documentation that had been done, and I just felt this nudge that, okay, even though the project hasn't started yet, you need to call over to the stakeholders, and you need to see if you can get a preliminary meeting. So I called over there. They were getting ready to leave like in an hour and a half for a big thing they were going to have, and they were going to be out the rest of the time. So if I had waited just a couple more hours, I would have been dead. Wouldn't have been able to talk to them. Went over to talk to them. We had a really nice meeting. We got some things ironed out as to what their expectations were. That all went fine. I came back out of that meeting as I was looking through some more stuff. One of my fellow programmers dropped by, and I told him the types of things I was working on and the tools I was looking at. He had some suggestions. And then he said, look, you know, I'd love to work on some of this stuff. He said, because I've got some applications where I need these types of discovery tools as well. So, you know, do you want to work together? I said, yeah, absolutely. So he was going to lunch. I spent a little more time looking over the documentation. I get together with him at 1 o'clock. We do a powwow in a room, get a couple of laptops. We just hammer through all sorts of websites. We discuss. I tell him, you know, what my requirements, I think, of the tools I'm going to need. And we go through this buff. We spend the afternoon together. We come out of it with a plan. At least the beginnings of a plan. I take that stuff, I come back, I spend, the morning of Tuesday morning looking through some stuff, trying to determine, okay, how can we make this work, and I'm putting some pieces together, and I'm looking, and every step, I go, okay, that's good. By about Tuesday afternoon, early afternoon, I feel like, okay, I've got enough here, but I really need sign off from somebody. And so I hear this little whisper, you know, you should talk to the CIO. Now, understand, the CIO is a good friend. And I've known him for a while, but typically I do not talk to him about what I do at that client because I actually work a couple of levels down with the people underneath the CIO. And I would never do anything to cause any kind of tension or problem between him and his managers. And so I do not go to the CIO to talk to him about things. But the manager's gone, and I feel like, so I pick up the phone, call one of his administrative assistants, see if we can set up a meeting. He has a slot for a meeting where he can see me. I go and lay out the stuff that I'm thinking about doing, run it past him. I said, you know, sorry for bothering you about this, but I need somebody to sign off and say, yes, this looks like a good approach before I start spending a lot of time with it. And he says, looks good to me. So I think it's a great approach. Ta-ta-da. Okay, great. So I go back. I start working Wednesday, formalizing the approach, start building a few little utilities for some connective tissue between these different pieces. Did I have another meet? I don't think I had another meeting. I worked on that Wednesday, Thursday, got it all built, got it put together some demo files. I'm getting my mail. Sorry, there was a package in there and I didn't know who it was from. And so you know, get some packages, got the packages together, and programs together, and files together, and put some samples together, and ran it through my little gizmo that I had built, and works great. Just works great. Sent a bunch of the stuff, samples, off to the CIO. He was in meetings all day today, got together with my buddy that I'd gotten together with on Monday, showed it to him. He thought it was cool, thought it was great. Heard back from the CIO just as I was leaving. He said, I looked over the files, they look great. He said, I'm backing into my garage. He said, you know, if this works out good, we might do this for the rest of the organization. So, you know, I say all that to say that the week is ending on a successful note. Now, there's going to be more challenges next week that are going to come along, but the week is ending on a successful note. And whereas I started the week having no idea how I was going to accomplish the things that I need to accomplish in that 10 days, now that we're 4 or 5 days into it, we got some meetings already scheduled on the 30th. I've had some correspondence with the person I needed to talk to. She and I have been working together a little bit on getting things scheduled. That seems to be fine. I have a methodology in place. I have converters in place that can get that very simple methodology and get it translated into something that's usable. I mean, the little pieces are just falling into place beautifully. And that all came about because of little whispers along the way. You should talk to this person. You should go this direction. You should try this. You really need to alter this to go here. Do this, do that. And it's this wonderful partnership. Not only human to human, but human to creator. That helps me create not only an environment of success for myself, but also an environment of success for the people around me. I still have some more things to do. I still have some other things to put in place. But as it stands right now, I fully expect that when we hit that first meeting next Wednesday, that I'm going to have some things that I will be able to show that for the people in those meetings, they're going to go, oh, wow. Because this process, they tried to start this process several months ago, and they got into it and got so far, and it just ballooned out on them, and they just ended up with a bunch of stuff that was not maintainable. It had some information into it, and by now, some of it has skewed away, and they never were able to get it completed. But I think I have a methodology that will actually work, help us to get it completed. Not only that, help us to keep it maintained. And that's all very cool. And it all came about because I had these little tweaks and guidances. I mean, I went and did the work, but there were these little cool tweaks and guidances along the way. And it also came about because I was not afraid to reach out in relationship to others, ask for their help, not ask them to solve the problem for me, not go into it with the idea that there was no solution, but join with them in relationship, discuss the problem, gather input from them, and then move forward from there. And frankly, I don't know why anyone would want to proceed in life any other way besides this. Why wouldn't you want to be in relationship with God and with your fellow man? And why wouldn't you want to use both of those relationships as sources of strength to help you find solutions? It really is a wonderful way to live. I've talked with a lot of people about living this life of listening. Listening for God's voice, listening to the suggestions of others around you, of integrating that, of knocking down the noise level in your life and allowing those things to guide you through and give you ideas. And there's very few people that take me up on it. They either let what I've told them just dribble out their ear, or they just walk away and don't even talk to me about it anymore. Or they decide that what I have to say doesn't apply to their situation and there's no way they can be successful. But I just can't figure out why anyone wouldn't want this. Well, I can. It's the flesh. I always get amused. We just concluded a big project, and the manager for the department I was working for, a lovely, lovely person, really dedicated, hard worker, very complimentary. And she had told me on multiple occasions, you know, it's just amazing all the abilities you have. You're just a bona fide genius. And I would just smile and laugh. And I would tell her right back, what if I'm just normal? Because I can tell you, I don't feel like a genius on the inside. I just feel like someone who's learned to reduce the noise level in my life, who's learned to hear from God and to be in partnership with Him. Someone who enjoys every day of his life, wonderful little whispers that help me and encourage me and sometimes even make me laugh. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.